Okay, this is a great time to be alive and to be sanctified and being sanctified like we spoke about this morning. Convention is coming up. Some missionary teams are going out for short term. One of them to San Diego with Pastor Rinaldo Brown. And another one to Ecuador with Pastor Stan Collins. Tonight we want to pray for those folks. We want to hear a word from Pastor Stan. And then we have a little more that we're doing, and that'll be our service tonight. I am so thankful for James Bryson in Edgewood and his work there. For Pastor Muhib and his work in Salem, New Jersey. Justin in Federal Hill. Pastor Dwayne George in Harold Harbor. I'm just thankful for Pastor Shibley in Silver Spring. Pastor Wright up in Havre de Grace. The work going on in Towson and Dundalk. And in the center, one brother went down to the Baltimore Stadium at the Oriole game, and he just did some street preaching with a team of people, and he just had a ministry of people going into the stadium, and then the graduation, the high school, and Pete Westera sent me some photos of the senior class and the Dominican Republic in service this morning there in the Dominican, and how these young people are in the Dominican, and we just love them and are praying for them. Wow, a lot is happening. Also, we've got a deck out there. Did you notice that on your way in? We got a deck. Graduation was amazing. Teachers are amazing. I know people may get tired of us saying, wow, this is amazing and that is amazing, but it really is. It really is. It's so beautiful to be part of it. And then people coming in, I saw Matt and Lisa Silva come in from Africa. I saw them this morning. Missionaries are coming in. Graduates are finishing up. Good times are happening, so we are thankful. 2 years ago, it was COVID time. Remember that? Hardly. Can't even remember. We, Pastor Shibley and I, were in here preaching to an empty auditorium. And boy, it was fun, actually. It was really good. And the love of the body and the giving in the body and the attitude. And we're not quitting, not backing off, but we are believing God. And we have grown and we are learning and thinking in terms of meeting Jesus one day. That's going to happen. Yeah, wow. So welcome Pastor Rinaldo right now.
If you are here and you're going to San Diego, come on up. They're going to pray for us. I know a few folks are not here, but anyway... Just thinking about Isaiah chapter 6 and how in a troubled time, in a troubled situation, the man of God came to God. And when he came to God, it seems like the change in his life happened because he came. His words were not really words of God, please fix our nation. But he came to God with a repentant heart. It's amazing when you come to God. Your idea is to come to him, but he always sends you. He doesn't say, okay, you're just taking care of you, but also I want to send you. Because when you come, you also go. And the qualification for going begins with coming. So in our nation, in our troubled time, thank God we're in a church that doesn't just come to God, but we hear the voice of God and we go. But you heard DR, we have young people in DR, Pastor Love's in Haiti. Doing services with Pastor Bill Alexson. Pastor Gary's going to Germany. You heard about Ecuador. We're going to San Diego. Pray for us. It's the West Coast. Why can't grace be on the West Coast? Why can't the finished work be on the West Coast? Why can't we be on the West Coast? Pray for us. We're going to have meetings every night, soul winning during the day, raps, devotionals, going for God, right? So pray for us. Thank you so much for supporting the work of God, for being part of this body. And it's exciting times right now in our church. Amen.
I will pray for you. Okay. Lord, we just, the West Coast, where is that, by the way? The West Coast. They call it the Left Coast, too, don't they? It's on the left. Right. Mm-hmm. It's left on the map. Anyway, all right. Lord, we just pray for Pastor Ronaldo, the team, Pastor Manny. Lord, we just pray for your grace to go with them, Lord Jesus, people. Lord, just lead them to people, Lord Jesus, people with open hearts. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord Jesus, for the works that have been done there at other times in our ministry. And Lord, for Tom Chung and Natalie out there, Lord, Pastor Tom. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We just believe you, Lord, that you would just, Lord, move in every place in the United States, Lord, and that you would just plant churches and raise up people, Lord. And just this is just another voyage, another opportunity to open the door and to reach a harvest field, Lord Jesus. Do a great work in your name. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. In 1 Samuel 13, when Samuel said to Saul, King Saul, that you have done foolishly, you know, Saul had made the offering. He wasn't supposed to make the offering, but I was thinking about this. You know, David did some things that he wasn't supposed to do either. And I don't only mean like, you know, adultery and murder, you know. I mean, but I mean like he ate the bread that he wasn't supposed to eat, right? What's the difference? Like, because it seems like one is a blessing and the other is not. So I think it's faith. You know, I was looking over there and I saw Paul and Ginny Boucher, and I was so blessed, you know, just thinking about them and how they serve God for, without, you know, I mean, selflessly for so long. They housed us for a year when we were back here in between Argentina and Peru the first time. faith, you know, living by faith. David, it says here in 2 Samuel 23, these are the last words of David. The oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high. Like, we sang, boy, the music was so amazing, so great. We sang, you know, exalt, you know, lift up, let me lift up Jesus with my life, with my words. And then one of the lines in the song was like that we place our life in his hands. It's a good decision. Boy, that's a good decision. so many times we take it back, like, but we should go. Okay, he said, God raised him up. God raised him up because, and he says this, okay, listen, I have a very simple point here. You say, get to it. Okay, I'm getting there. The anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. He didn't, like Pastor Schaller, a few months ago, he mentioned this, and it really ministered to me. Like, David was never known as the giant killer. He killed a giant, but an awesome, you know, thing. But like, but he was not. No, he was known as the psalmist, the anointed of the God of Jacob. And then he says, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me; His word is on my tongue." And I thought, that's the difference. That's the difference between the carnal man and the spiritual man. You know, the word is like. Like, we can do and say foolishly, too, like Saul. But I think that the foolishness is when there's no Bible in our heart and in our speech, not the Word of God. Like, we just had a camp, and that's really all I really wanted to say tonight was just what I just said, and I just say this one last thing. This, we had a camp recently, and I love camps because... everybody's there, and we get up in the morning, and every morning we're from 6 to 7, me and a group of guys, me with my coffee, and them, although I offered them coffee, but they drink mate, you know. It's Argentina, so a couple of them joined me with the coffee, but the main thing was that we sat around the table in the morning, and the first morning while we were out there, I went out, there was a group, four or five, six guys, seven guys, eight guys, it's still dark because it's winter time in Argentina. It's not summertime now, it's nice winter time. So, but they're sitting around the table, and these two guys were talking, and I was listening to those two guys, and it was basically the conversation was sort of like, I'm a warrior for Jesus, and yeah, me too, and we live for the, you know, and I was just like, you know, like, and it didn't seem like it was like, it was just insubstantial. I mean, it was innocent, but it was just, was not substantial. And I said, hey, let's do something. Let's talk about the book. Let's pick a Bible book. And every day, what we did for 5 days, every day was we picked a different Bible book and we just talked about that book for an hour. And you know what? It changes. It changes everything. Like when you bring in the Word of God, David becomes the sweet psalmist of Israel, the anointed one, the man who's raised up, and the Spirit of the Lord actually speaks by us. It's amazing. What a privilege. So we're going to Ecuador. There's a group of, I don't know, 14, I believe, or 15, including Pastor John Hadley, but from here going down. And so I'm going to ask those guys to all come up right now. We're going to have a prayer for our team going out. So if you're here, the guys that are going with me to, we're going to Quito. We'll be 1 week in Quito. We highly value the prayers of the body for us during this time. We'll be 1 week in Quito, and then we'll be also in the city of Baños, and then we'll be the second week in the city of Guayaquil, building up the church. The idea in Quito is re-establishing, like you saw in the video at the beginning of service, like you saw there, like replanting the church, a Greater Grace Church again in Quito, and then building up the Pastor Alfredo and the body in Guayaquil. All right, so. Who's praying for us?
I'm the prayer guy tonight. Okay, so. Oh, wow. Amazing. This guy's name is Castro. Thank you that a Castro could be used. Okay, anyway, let's not go there now. All right, Lord, we thank you for this crew. Thank you for this crew. It's amazing. And really, Pastor Stan, just like, you know, were you a basketball coach?
Sometimes.
You got to have that in you to control a group like this. Okay, so Lord, we just lift these folks up to you. We just pray, Lord Jesus, for just the trip to Ecuador, for everything, Lord, that you're doing, that has been done, Lord, over the years in that part of the world. We just believe you, Lord Jesus, for revival, for restorations, for reconnections, Lord, for new people, Lord, open hearts, Lord. And Lord, as they said in the video earlier, Lord, they are just really going to plant seeds and expecting those seeds to burst with life. And you put the life in those seeds, Lord. You sun them, you water them, you bring the great harvest, Lord. And we're sending these people, Lord, just with great hearts and the Word of God and just a real appetite to glorify you. We thank you for that. It's from your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor, this is great. This evening, I met Big Dave in the parking lot, and he said, the morning message was really good on sanctification. And I said, be nice for you to share something. So I put him on the spot. So I'm doing that right now. But before he comes up, I want to say the song in Swedish was awesome, wasn't it? Wasn't that a good song? Man, we like the Swedish language. Do we like it? The sound of it, is it beautiful? How many remember when you were a little guy, 1950s, there was a TV Western called My Friend Flicka? Okay. Yeah, that was a Swedish word, Flicka, right? It means girl, right? Yeah. So finally, we learn what that means, right? My Friend Flicka. Did you like that program? It was about a Swedish family out west, and they had a horse, and the horse was called Flicka, right? The second thing that came to my mind, I'm just reminiscing for a minute, is that Marie was like a little girl when we lived in Sweden, and she had a nickname, Leland, right? Leland. And her and Bethany, my daughter, they would run around and get in trouble and fool around and just have a good time. And I enjoyed so much seeing these little people. I mean, I don't know how old that were. You were 4 or 5 or something. I don't know, really young girl. And then I see her singing here, singing in Swedish, and I start crying over there, and I call for security. And I just have a touching moment. I just praise God tonight. I'm so thankful. So welcome, Big Dave. Come on up, Big Dave. You got it. I wonder what he's going to say. Yeah, here it goes.
All right, good evening. Let's just say a little prayer here before we get started and just pray that the Lord would breathe on a few of these words. Lord, we just thank you so much for this ministry. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing, that you've done, and that you're going to do. And we just pray that you would just bless these couple of thoughts here in Jesus' name. Amen. So after church, we're sitting outside, and Pastor Ron and Pastor Shallow and a few of the guys were just kind of talking, and Pastor Fred, and we're just kind of going over the message. And we hear a message, and certain messages really like hit you, and I think for me, this one this morning I thought was really loaded, right? I love it, justification and sanctification. Like, I remember, I think I was around 35, about 25 years ago when I first came into the ministry, and I learned that a life of bad choices and a life of sin now because I'm born again. This, I'm justified. This amazing one-time event that happens in your life, that even though I'm guilty and I deserve so much for all I've done, God declared me righteous and forgiven. And like, how amazing is that? And then like, I'm certainly going to try and listen to this message again, and because there's so much of it that really spoke to me, like how Pastor said, the sanctification is a process. So the justification is the one-time event. You know, by the precious blood of the Lamb, I'm not guilty. I'm blood-bought now, and God calls me his son, and he calls me more than a conqueror, and I'm saved, and I'm going to go to heaven. And positionally, I'm like seated above, and God loves me, and I'm forgiven. Like, wow, you know? And then this whole sanctification process, as we go through life and children and details and everything that life has for us. Before I got saved, I had a seared conscience. My conscience became seared. Like, I didn't even have a conscience. And then slowly, I have a conscience. And now through the sanctification process, like, yeah, I still deal with a lot of thoughts and images of things that have happened in my past, but slowly, because I'm going forward and I'm coming to church and I'm taking Pastor Glenn's Bible College class, which I love him so much. He's awesome. He's an amazing man. But like, my conscience is being healed. And hopefully there would be a day when, like, a lot of those images I won't have to deal with no more. And then how Pastor talked about this morning about regret. You know, and you know, you talk to some people and they say, well, I don't have any regrets. And I said to myself, I have a ton of regrets. I have a lot of regrets. But the fact that my regrets, like, God can show me that it's all things work together for good. And all these things that happened that I call regrets, like, somehow God is going to use them for the glory of the kingdom. And how beautiful is that? Like, my conscience is going to be healed. It's an ongoing process. I'm being sanctified. I'm being washed by the blood of the Lamb. And my regrets, you know, are going to go away. Hopefully. And then I love what he said at the end of the service, too. When he said, you know, a lot of folks come and they're expecting the pastor to be prepared, right? I love that. But then he said, but as the pastor, I'm expecting the congregation to be prepared. And, you know, that really touched me, I said. Because a lot of times when I get out of my truck, I do it on purpose. I ask myself, and I have this little conversation back and forth with myself, and I say, okay, why am I here? What is my expectation? And even with tithing, I say to myself, why am I tithing? And I have this conversation back and forth with myself, and it's the word, and I build myself up in verses. But in closing, I just want to say one thing about that, what Pastor said about being prepared. And this is a verse I've been thinking about since Christmas time. And it's an amazing verse in Isaiah 43:19, it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Like, isn't that awesome? Like God is going to do a new thing tonight. He's doing a new thing. The sanctification process is a new thing. says, "Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" And I love that. Shall you not know it? I'm going to do a new thing, but are you going to know it? Do you? Are you prepared? Is your heart right to prepare? Are you ready to receive something new? I love it. And then he says, "I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Right? I want my heart, as I sit down here, I want my heart in a position that I can receive the new thing. Because I know, being in this ministry, that one word from the pulpit, one sentence, one Bible verse can heal my conscience, can heal me from regrets. It can touch and change my life forever. And God will make a way in the wilderness, and he'll give us rivers in the desert. That's amazing. Lord, we just pray for the new thing that we're going to about to hear. And I just pray that I would have ears to hear it and to receive it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
For salvation. Wow, that was a good verse. Could we do Isaiah 43:19? We'll put it up on the screen again. Wow, behold, I'm doing a new thing. We are justified, and then we are being sanctified. And that's a better life. That was our message this morning. We have a better life. We live a better life now, because we are being sanctified. And then it says, I'm doing a new thing. It springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Do you see it? Have you heard about it? Do you believe it? Have you seen it in the family, in the spiritual family of God? Have you recognized it? Have you heard it? Do you believe it? Are you walking in it? Romans 6:19 is a good verse. Can we put that up for a minute? Romans 6:19. Okay, this is a different translation, but we got it. That's good. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. Like, can we go back? Go back just to the beginning of the verse. Oh, what happened? Oh, they changed the track. Okay, all right. Go ahead, dude. Change it. Thank you. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. The same, I think. Just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness. So this is how we used to live. I have my sin nature, and I am yielding by my sin nature. I'm yielding to sin, and that's how I'm living my life. I'm a sinner. I'm living like that. Just as I did that in my past, so now, it goes, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. That was our message this morning, sanctification. What is leading to my sanctification? Just as I used to live in my sin, so now I'm presenting my body to God, so that my members of my body are members or slaves of righteousness. I am being sanctified. My life is changing. I think differently. We had a list of things that change. My intellect, my mind, my emotions, my decision-making. I love that decision-making point this morning. I'm able to make decisions. I'm able to live my life. I'm able to be aggressive in life. I'm a righteous man. Hey, it says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Do you ever feel like that? I'm like as bold as a lion. Even like driving here tonight, I'm like, I'm listening to the Christian music station, and I'm like doing my arm things, and I'm enjoying the ministry of the song. I'm aggressive in my truck, not driving aggressively, but in my heart, I'm going to church. You know, we are decision makers. Guys, we are being sanctified. It has an impact. Do you perceive it? Do you realize what it is? Do you sense it in your heart, in your spirit? We also said that it affects my relationships with people when I am sanctified. It also affects my physical body. My physical body is affected by the health of my spirit. The health of my, I have no high blood pressure. I have high blood pressure, but in some degree. But, and I take medication for it too. But I'm healthy. God has saved my life. I had a heart attack. God has saved my life. I'm alive. I am healthy. I am this moment. I am being sanctified. How did you live this way? God is sanctifying us. Isn't that good? I'm feeling it right now. No, this is fantastic. He just said that. He said it in a beautiful way. Touched our hearts, Dave. It was great. All right, and I'm up here doing the altar call. In a few minutes, I'm doing the altar call. So, I'm honestly believing that our lives are changing from glory to glory, and that's not just like a Bible verse that we quote. I actually feel and sense that my life is changing in the body. Another thing about sanctification is, the Holy Spirit does it, but He also uses the body of Christ. We help each other. We share gifts. We have words. We say prayers. The prayers of the body help us a lot. God is our glory and the lifter of our head. We are being honored by God. We are being sanctified. Now, lastly, When you got two horses pulling a load, and the horses are the same, they got to be kind of similar. The horses have to be somehow similar to each other. And in the same way, God has made us similar to Himself. And we are being sanctified. Both of us are working at it. God has given the grace for the sanctification. He's giving the Spirit. And what is my role? It's to be believing Him, give place to Him, entertain it in my mind, in my meditation, in my faith. Be believing that God, it's much better to believe in God than not to believe in God. It's much better, was that Romans, go to the previous part of the verse. It says, remember the previous one. I'm speaking in human terms. Because of your natural limitations. Just as you once presented you were a sinner and living with the impulses and desires of sin. And so you were sinning and sinning and sinning and sinning. Then you become a Christian. Now what are we able to do? Just as I did that as a sinful man, so now I am presenting my body before God, and He is sanctifying us. He's having an effect on us, and we are being changed. We are increasing with the increase of God. We are increasing in His love, increasing in His faith. We are increasing in the knowledge of God. We're increasing in our walk from faith to faith, Romans 1:17. It's awesome. I'm just very encouraged by that. Thank you, Pastor Ronaldo, Pastor Stan, great, the sweet psalmist of Israel. Is Pastor Stan like the sweet psalmist of Israel? Pastor Stan is. We love this guy. He's a fun-loving, happy servant of God. He never stops living with joy and love and encouragement and edification. Pastor Stan, you can come back and live here if you want to. I mean, you are a joy to be with. So then we have the Swedish song, and we have Pastor David. Thank you so much. And now in closing, an invitation. Anyone listening to this tonight, would you, by faith, just turn your heart to Christ. Trust Him. Tonight, whoever you are, put your trust in Christ. Walk home today. Drive home tonight. Talk to Him. He is for you. He saves you in a moment, and then He sanctifies you through your life. And then one day it is over, you go to be with Him, and you are 100% perfected. Your body is glorified, and it's done. Put your trust in Jesus tonight, in His name. Thank you, Lord. And may these teams going out this week to Ecuador and San Diego, and yeah, may there be divine appointments, and there's a group in Richmond, Virginia tonight, and may you give divine appointments and bless our summer. In Christ's name, amen.